Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hello, welcome along to the podcast. Damo, short week this week, and now we've launched Wave FM's Bunny Muncher.
Do you like to munch a bunny?
I love munching bunnies. There's something about a bunny you can just munch on so well. You just go, yep, I'm munching bunnies.
This is your cup of tea.
Do you go the head or the bum first? Do you go the ears or you go the bum end?
I normally go the ears first.
See, I'm the opposite. I go the back end. I eat halfway down the bunny, and then what it allows me to do is pour some warm almond milk.
Oh, I see.
Into
okay.
the ears, and leave that in a mug. The chocolate melts, and you get yourself a beautiful hot chocolate.
Oh,
try it.
All right, I will indeed.
Your kids will love it.
I get you. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think my kids have done that as well.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Right. I think I learned it from my kids too. Short week. Is it the most exciting week we've ever had?
Well, I reckon it is, because not only is it a short week, we've also got next week off.
I know. You freaking ripper.
We are partying all week. Yep, that's exactly all we're going to do.
We will be doing that.
It's going to be beers. It's going to be wines. It's going to be cocktails. It's going to be, you know, you name it.
Did you start work at a new place? Because that's not happening here.
I thought that's what they do when we get off to send it to our house.
No, that's what happens when we go on holiday. When we're not here, that's when they party. Here's what happened in the show. It was a pretty good one today, so enjoy. Gorgeous day for many who are sitting by the beach. And you know what? There probably will be an increased number of people sitting by the beach at the moment, because as we've heard in the news, we've heard about it for a long time, JobKeeper has ended,
yeah.
And it's going to affect a lot of people, Damien. You gave us some figures earlier.
Well, look, I mean, it is a time of uncertainty. The Treasurer is after coming out saying that he believes 150,000 workers will move from JobKeeper onto unemployment. Because at this stage, 1 million people still rely on JobKeeper. You know, up until this point, 1 million employees are relying on JobKeeper. So it's a very uncertain time. Mm. We don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, the economy wants to bounce back, but it is a scary time. Yeah. And $90 billion is what the JobKeeper, how much money was actually spent to maintain that, which obviously we couldn't continue on.
Exactly. There's a lot of people saying that, you know, that you can't continue to pay out borrowed money.
Yeah.
And so that's why it has to come to an end. I think lots of us all know people that have had to be on JobKeeper, and lots of people are very proud about the fact that they have a job. But to be on JobKeeper and now possibly going to unemployment benefits has stung a lot of people.
I've spoke to so many people, especially within the entertainment industry. If it wasn't for JobKeeper, it wouldn't be surviving at all. And I can speak for the entertainment industry when I say it still hasn't bounced back. It's not there yet. It's starting to make it in. So I know that all those people who've said that to me already, I know already. The fact that JobKeeper is going to be removed means that they have no income.
Exactly.
So it's a tough time. It is a tough time. It's an interesting time.
Yeah, it's 22 past 8. We're going to chat with the boss man of Destination Wollongong to find out exactly how much of an impact this is going to make on where we live right here. Mark Slade, good morning, mate. And that impact, it will be felt almost immediately across the Illawarra, won't it?
No, 100%. No, I agree with Damien. I don't think anyone doubts that JobKeeper had to end in the format that it was, but certainly for some industries, and tourism being one of them. You know, as of the end of January this year, tourism, the overnight visitor economy, which is our barometer, was down 37% for the 12 months. And that's still a long, long, it's a massive hit. And that's hitting small businesses, and it's those people who are going to be affected today. People like travel agents, currency exchange people, supply chain for cruise ships, all those kind of things, they're not recovering. They were the first to take the hit, and they're going to be the last to come back. And I feel very, very sorry for a lot of people today.
It is. It's a really tough time. And as we said there, it's an uncertain time. I mean, what would you say to anyone out there to help all these small businesses to continue going and to survive through this hard time?
Look, Damien, I think that the most important thing, mate, is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And we see that, you know, October, our event inquiries are coming back. We see that the visitation will be coming back. Tourism will recover. It's just going to take time. And the most important thing that we can all do at the moment is get out and support each other. Every dollar that we spend, in our local economy is helping small business. You know, every time you buy the steak instead of the schnitzel, that extra couple of bucks is going into somebody's pocket who really needs it at the moment. So I think, you know, we've been talking about it for 12 months, really since the bushfires, but getting out and about, spending in our own local economy, helping out those small businesses get through for another couple of months is going to be so vitally important, and they're going to appreciate it very much.
Very true.
Also, I think it's really important that we talk about mental health when we talk about this economic situation, and that we understand that it is a tough time and it is no one's fault. The planet has been hit by a really bizarre situation that nobody saw coming. And so if you are somebody who is finding it tough and is finding themselves in a situation that there's nothing you can do about, you know, or that you're struggling, you need to reach out and you need to ask for help. You need to talk to people about it, and don't isolate, and take it all on yourself, you know, because we are all in this together, whether we like it or not. So now is the time to reach out and ask for help. You can always call Lifeline if you feel like you can't talk to anybody you know, if you feel embarrassed or whatever your feelings are about that. 13 11 14 is Lifeline's number. There's always somebody to talk to out there.
Mark, wonderful to catch up, mate. And I know that, as you said, it will certainly recover. Is there any estimated time you think that you can see that it's going to take for people to recover through this?
Look, I can't see international tourism coming back this year. So I think, you know, we're really relying on domestic tourism this year, and that's okay. You know, I think we really have set that mark at the October long weekend. It really traditionally is the start of the summer period for the South Coast. And, you know, when we're setting what we'd like to achieve and how we'd like to get people through, that's what we're talking about. So I think that every day that we can spend that bit of money at the moment, travel that little bit longer, spend that little bit more, it's so important to small business. And once we get through to that October period, the sun will come out, the events will come back, we'll have a good idea on how international tourism is going to progress. So let's all fight together to get through to there.
Exactly right. Good words. Mark Slade, the boss of Destination Wollongong, mate. Always wonderful to catch up. You take care.
Good luck, guys. Thank you.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It's Combo Starter time.
Yes. Oh!
Combo Starter time.
Wow, 9 to 7.
Wow, I do Michelle. Love that. You like that intro?
I love it.
I mean, the intro itself is a combo starter.
It's approachable.
Yes.
And I was approached last night in a train station by a lovely young guy.
Oh.
Who was just telling me that he's Buddhist, his dad's Buddhist, and that's why he approached me. He said, "Hi, excuse me, hi." He goes, "I know you from TV and that, and I know that you're Buddhist." And he said, "I think you'll like to know this." He said, "My name is Maitreya, and that is the name of a Buddha."
Oh, right.
A Maitreya. Okay.
What's Maitreya?
Maitreya is, you know, the fat Chinese Buddha. You know how people go, "Oh, Buddha, I like the you know."
The one that you want to rub the stomach for good
luck.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's not actually Buddha. That's a bloke called Maitreya, who is the Buddha of sort of abundance and
fun, of course he is.
Just fun times. Yeah, really rocking good fun times.
Because he's the one that's giggling and going, "Look at me, I've got no shirt on. I am out and I'm proud. Look at it. Yes, me gutsy out there. I like it."
Yes, we love that.
Mm.
We love that.
The happy Buddha. So,
yeah. So what happened was this guy started a convo with me. That was his convo starter. So I was waiting for a friend who was in the toilet, and I thought, hey, hang on a minute. I just suddenly realised I've been convo started here. I've been dead set convo started.
You've been comboed.
That's the ninja convo starter.
I loved it. And we were chatting, and then he was telling me about his podcast. And,
oh, wow.
And then I said, okay, I gave him my phone, and he typed in the name of his podcast. And I thought, that's a good convo starter, actually, because you see those Buddhas around the place. They're quite common as ornaments and things like that, you know, and like the way in shops you see those cats waving, you know, cats waving, and they're a thing. They invite prosperity into businesses. That's what they're about. So similarly, I want you to be able to take this information into the world, that if ever you see the big, jolly, fat Buddha, in inverted commas, you'll be able to say to somebody, "Hey, you know that's not Buddha." And they go, "Shut up. Of course, everyone knows that's Buddha. What are you talking about?" Everyone's seen the fun T-shirt that says, "I've got a body like a god, but the god is Buddha."
Mm.
Yeah, funny, great, hilarious.
I love it.
No, who doesn't?
I love it.
But the thing is, no, that's not Buddha.
That's not Buddha.
That's Maitreya.
It's Maitreya. Did you happen to say it to your mate? Did you say, hey, when you were given the name Maitreya, did it put you under pressure to go into Buddhism? Because, I mean, if your parents give you that name, you're like, oh, gee, okay, I suppose I should give it a go.
Well, you know what he was telling me, too? He's the eldest of the kids, and the younger siblings are like Scott, Mia, you know.
Oh,
like
he's got, no.
Yeah, he got
the coolest name of the family.
And then the other kids, he's like, I don't know what drugs my dad was on in 1997, but he got off them because then all the other kids have just got normal names and he's Maitreya.
That is the best. Another convo starter right here at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's
topic train. Yeah, pull the steam horn, if that's what you do in a steam engine. I don't know, I've got no idea. Give Michelle and Damien a couple of topics they can discuss. Queen's grandson has found themselves in hot water with the cops, and I don't mean Harry or Wills, some of the underlings that nobody really even cares about. He's been in hot water with a bit of the cops. So, I want to find out, Michelle, Damien, when was your last brush with the law?
Go for it, Michelle.
Oh, you have passed this buck quickly.
Go for it, you're criminal.
Why would it be me?
Come on, you're all saying you're the OG, the original gangster. Come on.
I am. What do you got for us? I definitely am an OG, but I can't remember. Oh, I got done by the transport cops. I think a week ago at the train station.
What did you do?
No, it's really bad.
Oh, just say it.
What was it?
Oh, well, I was running for the train to go out and and my babysitter always runs me late, and I'd missed the train the last two times because she was gobbing off, talking. I'm like, yep. I don't care, woman. I don't care what you feed them. I don't care about anything you do with them. Yeah. That's the point. I'm trying to get out of here and leave them to somebody else. And I missed the train twice anyway, so I was rushing to get the train, and then it went ding, 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 ding. And I was like, Jesus! And it's a level crossing. And so what I did was I just lifted up the bar and ran under it.
Oh my God. But I could see the train was miles away. No, it was miles away.
I thought I knew you. I can't believe you did that.
Can't do
and
that.
The traffic cops, and the transport, public transport cops were there at the train station. Oh. And they were ever so kind to me about it. Because I explained to them, I go, you don't understand. I'm a single mother. Mm. Yes. But I said, that's fine. I get it. I understand. I said, I'm a single mother. I'm trying to go out.
I'm just trying to get out of the house.
I'm
not responding on this one because I'm so bad.
I
understand that. That's why I said, I don't want to even say what. Mm, but it's bad. It's really bad. And I have nothing to. I have no defence.
Yeah. Okay, look, the old Gobbledock. Remember the 1980s Chippy, that Gobbledock guy?
Yeah.
Well, his voice has now been revealed, and not the mythical creature, of course, never had a voice. The guy behind the voice has been revealed.
Chris Hemsworth, was it?
No. It was an old radio dude, Dave Gibson. He was the voice of Funniest Home Videos, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
So he was the Gobbledock guy. Want to find out, nothing to do with the Gobbledock, but more so chips. Give me your favourite flavour of chips, guys.
Barbecue.
Wow, that was quick.
No way.
It's been my favourite flavour since I was born.
Mm. No. It's got to be salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar with you there, man.
It just has to be.
With you on that one.
There's no questions.
It has to be.
Wow.
My son's a salt and vinegar guy.
We are going to have this on the socials, and this one part of Topic Train is going to go berserk.
It's so important, salt and vinegar.
On food-related things too, many foodies of note are now saying we're heading back out to some of our favourite restaurants to sit down and dine. However, they've said that some of the restaurants aren't back up to speed with having so many people dining at once. Tell me when dining out went wrong.
Well, I can tell you, at the weekend, we waited 1.5 hours for a chicken schnitzel roll.
Wow.
And we weren't the only people, so that was one thing.
That's gone wrong.
Aside from that, when I was younger, I had the Hunga Bunga Busta Burger, which was the biggest burger in South Africa, the biggest burger you could possibly get. And I convinced my parents, I said, get me the Hunga Bunga Busta Burger. Mm. And I ate it and I threw it up.
Right there and then?
Within moments, I said to Mam and Dad, I said, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And then went into the bathroom, puked the whole thing off. There you go.
Learned my lesson. Hunga Bunga Busta Burger. Mm.
The burger was delicious. I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it busted you. The Hunger Munger busted Damien.
It busted me.
That was... Michelle and Damien stop a
train, topic train. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Okay, Illawarra, if your coffee hasn't kicked in yet, give this a go. Brain, can you help me? On Wave FM, here's Straney's Brain Strainer.
I wasn't in this meeting.
No.
I definitely was not in this meeting.
I don't recall any of us discussing something like
this. I
do not advocate for these. I don't advocate for math problems or brain strainers at 6:11.
You hate maths, don't you? You hate maths and you hate science. Mm.
And I don't think either are entertaining, is the other thing I'd like to go on record as saying.
Yeah. But this is entertaining for me because I get to ask you the question, and when you completely stuff it up, the pair of you, maybe somebody who is driving to work this morning goes, right, I know this. The answer.
Yeah.
So if you want to play along and you think you can have a crack and beat maybe Michelle and Damien, two very intelligent people, give us a call. 4275196.5. Your brain strainer for this morning, gang.
All right, go on.
A man pushes his car to a hotel.
Okay, he's pushing it to the hotel.
Tells the owner he's bankrupt.
Wow,
why?
Damien's working really hard on this one.
A man pushes his car.
Man pushes his car to a hotel, tells the owner he's bankrupt. Why?
See, the problem here is that I don't care. And
of
that's
course.
Sort of always the problem with these.
Michelle, wait. You can't not care. This poor unfortunate is pushing his car to a hotel and he's saying his bankrupt.
I care about that.
That poor guy.
I mean, we don't know his personal circumstances. We don't know what's after happening here.
Exactly. So if you think you know and you can beat Damien and Michelle to the punch, because seriously, Damien and Michelle have, at the moment, no idea. 4275196.5.
We've chosen not to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
I don't care.
This is good.
Why would he?
I'm not a competitive person.
No.
So I'm one of the, you know, like I'm like.
Yeah.
I don't care. And at school, the other thing was around about this time in the test, I'd just go, oh, you can have this one. I'm sure I'll pick it up down the track there somewhere. I'm sure. What else you got? And I'd start flipping through the exam at this point and go, what else you got? Mm. Can I pick this one up somewhere else?
The good news is...
Why would he push his car? He's
no,
he's
no,
not
just...
petrol.
Hello, Wave FM, what's your name?
Yeah, it's Steve.
Steve?
Okay. G'day, Steve.
It's an electric car.
No. A man pushes his car to a hotel, tells the owner he's bankrupt. Steve, why?
Because he's playing Monopoly.
Ah, Steve, you've cracked it.
Oh, wow. Jeez. I still don't get it, though.
The brain strainer for this morning. Well, you know, a man playing the game of Monopoly
pushes the car
to the hotel. He can't, and he tells the hotel owner he can't pay because he's bankrupt, like in the game of Monopoly.
Oh, right. Steve, you're brilliant.
Steve, what are you doing this early this morning?
I'm about to start in a Blue Scope,
mate. All right. Well, a big g'day to all the gang of Blue Scope. Make sure you turn the radio up nice and loud and we'll say g'day to you through the day as well, okay?
No worries.
You're a good man. 14
Can
past
I suggest
six.
Something?
Please suggest.
Can I suggest something about the brain strainer?
Yeah,
go on.
I think it's an inherently masculine pursuit. Like, I think the point of the brain strainer is for someone like Steve to get it so that someone like me can go, oh, you're brilliant.
Oh, I don't know that that's particularly the case. What if Sonia called up?
Yeah. Well,
Sonia
but she didn't because she can't...
Oh, no, but can, Sonia was actually there? The next caller. No, she's gone now because Steve got it right. But Sonia was the next caller.
I'd like to talk to Sonia about it because I mean, that's my hypothesis. I wonder if Sonia had it right. Did she have it right?
I think she would have had it right.
She would have had it right.
Anyway.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, I think you would agree with me when I say this, that kids can get away with things that adults cannot. Isn't that true? Because
Yes, crapping their dacks being one of them. I mean, is that where you're heading?
Well, no, not crapping dacks.
Oh, okay.
But it's because they're cute, isn't it? I mean, because they're little people and, you know, when you see them doing an outrageous thing, you just go, jeez, look at the little thing.
Yes.
I was at a lawn bowls yesterday. You know, barefoot bowls, they all do this sort of thing.
Hey, your audience is up there now. You're getting up there, mate.
No, but come on, Straney. Be honest.
I love it.
A pot and, you know, barefoot bowls on a Sunday. How
Nothing
good is
better.
That?
Now, when Michelle says a pot, she's talking about a schooner. We don't have pots here, do we?
Beg your pardon. Beg your pardon. I don't have either. You know, I'm not really a beer drinker. I'll have a shandy. Can I have a shandy at Barefoot Bowl? Is that all right with everybody?
You can have
You'll
whatever
get
you
laughed
want.
At, but you can have it.
Oh, I don't mind that.
You can have whatever you want. Okay, the thing about it is when you go to lawn bowls, especially the barefoot type, you're there with all your mates, all right? You're all just playing around. Kids are racing all over the place.
Love it.
But there's always still a few people who are taking it very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a few that you watch them, you can see them, they're kind of lining up to take their shot, and you go, you're here on the wrong day. You should be here midweek.
Yes.
This is the weekend. This is where we're all drinking beers on the green.
Yeah.
All right.
Drinking beers on the green. You got away with that.
Oh, we got away with everything.
Wow. Mm.
But one of the cool things that happened yesterday, which I thought was fantastic, my good mate Caesar, his son Leo. Leo is a gorgeous little fella. Okay. He's only a young guy. He's I think he's 4 or 5. And he's got all the energy in the world. Okay.
Sure.
And at one point, I'm there, I'm playing lawn bowls with Caesar, and Leo comes racing across the green, full speed ahead. He runs through somebody else's lane, comes over to ours, and picks up the white ball and throws it.
Yeah.
And we just think, this is all. And poor old Caesar was like, Leo, come here, Leo. You know, he's doing all that. And I turned around to my other mate, Alex, and I said, you know, I really hope that Leo comes back and goes over, because the green right beside us had the serious people.
Yeah,
they were there, and I was like, come on, Leo, come back.
Yes.
Come back, you know.
And do it to theirs.
So about 15 minutes later, all right, Leo surfaces again. I could see him in the distance. Caesar, the dad, didn't spot him at this stage. He thought he was with the mother. But myself and Alex, we knew he was there.
Yes.
We're like, come on, Leo, do it. He goes full speed right across the green, straight across. Caesar's too late to actually respond. He goes straight across. The other players had just finished. They were making the way up to score their game of bowls.
And
he kicks the white ball away.
Oh.
These guys were furious.
Oh.
They were disgusted. We're laughing our heads off. And then they look over at us and we go, he's the dad. He's the dad.
Oh, no.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.